Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 6:12. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Penn Good State morning. Is playing St. Anne's Academy this weekend, and you've got a chance to win tickets.
Woohoo!
Why are you giggling?
You didn't catch that, did you?
No.
I said Penn State is playing St. Anne's Academy this weekend.
Oh, stop.
Actually, the University of Buffalo. It should be no problem, but you could be there enjoying everything that is a Penn State football game, which is a lot of fun. Your chance to qualify to win those tickets, maybe in a few minutes. We have a new game coming up in the 7 o'clock hour that's going to be so exciting, and it's going to be it's going to give you the chance to win an Aaron's Man Cave makeover.
Which is super cool.
That is very neat. I could use one of those myself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's coming up later on this morning. The Wise Market ladies are in. They're always in the first Wednesday of the month. I love those ladies.
Now that's why Murphy the Morning Show Dog is here.
Yeah, what the hell is he doing now?
He's trying to get his ball.
Hey, bud, take it easy. We're talking on the radio. We don't put up with it from other staff members. We're not going to put up with it from you. Anyway, he's all right.
He's being a good boy.
He's licking the floor right now. Something...
Who knows what has been spilled on this floor?
I think we spilled some wine on that floor.
Did we yesterday? Is that what? That's funny.
The dog is licking up the Shade Mountain wine.
From our Try It Tuesday
He'll
yesterday.
Be drunk by 6:30. Anyway, so yeah, a lot to do today. A lot
Tons,
coming
it's
up.
It's good for a Wednesday.
And it is Wednesday because people are still very confused.
No, it's Wednesday.
You know, why don't we have four-day weekends every weekend so no one will be confused anymore?
I mean, should we start a petition for that?
Yeah, we could try it. Speaking of confusion, the Northumberland situation is a mess. Mark Lawrence, our very own Mark Lawrence, was at the Norrie Borough Council meeting last night.
Oh, really?
And I guess it got kind of crazy.
Did it get a little heated?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Not one, but two serious car accidents yesterday because of these...
The traffic lights, do we even have time to talk about this right now?
I don't even know if there's enough minutes in this show to talk about how things are messed up. I hope PennDOT gets it right. I hope they're tweaking it every day. But yesterday afternoon when I left the radio station here, I drove home in a straight line. I mean, no, but the people coming into Norrie, it must have been backed up to Route 405. I don't know how far it went back. That Third Street traffic light just ain't working out.
It's not working. None of it is working. And I actively avoided it this morning and then sat for 15 minutes for a train in Sunbury.
There you go. So if it's not one thing, it's another.
Are you kidding me?
People are now going to Second Street so that they don't have to put up with the traffic light, and you're not supposed to do that. Even though the signs tell you not to do it, people are doing it anyway. It's a bad situation.
It's a bad situation, and I don't know what they were thinking. And then the whole thing with we're going to stop traffic for the buses. The buses can't even go anywhere right now.
The buses can't even get there to go through.
Poor kids from the Christian school, they're on the bus. Actually, they're just sleeping on the bus right now.
That's right.
They're not even going home after school in the afternoon.
They're just staying over
on
the bus.
They're just staying over. They're all camping in the soccer fields.
Here's what it comes down to. There's too many things going on at once. I mean, you finally get through the detour and then you have to stop because some dude's painting the lines on the road. Can we wait until the fall for that, please? You know, or the guys mowing. How about those dudes that mow? Mm-hmm. They used to have little flagmen. Now they just
mow.
You come whipping around a corner and there's a giant tractor in the middle of the road with an arm sticking out mowing the embankment. I mean, what is going on in this area? Can we do one thing at a time, please?
Apparently we're incapable.
Please?
it's wishful thinking by this point in time.
You know what's coming up next? They're going to take down these detours just in time to start inspecting the bridges again.
Time for snow.
Of course. So see, pretty soon it'll be snowing, folks. So take whatever you have to deal with today and...
enjoy the sunshine in 80-degree weather.
While you're sitting still in traffic on
Duke
Street.
With your windows rolled down.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the return of late night TV last night. At last, we have late night sound bites.
Disney World closed early in preparation for Hurricane Dorian, while SeaWorld told their whales to shut up and enjoy the fresh water.
Just talking about the hot mess that is Northumberland. There's an article out today that says overall, all of us, all over the country, are getting less and less patient.
That's not surprising.
Here are the 10 ways we are not patient.
Let's hear them.
Number one, waiting for a website to load.
Oh,
if it takes more than 16 seconds, we get a little angry.
Yeah. We're used to instant gratification when it comes to the internet anymore.
We are.
Especially me when I can't wait. Yeah.
Waiting for a movie or your TV to start streaming. Do you have that problem at home, Laura? When you stream TV.
No.
Do you click and go, come on?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I also don't have time to watch a lot of television, so.
If it takes more than 22 seconds, we get angry. Okay, here it is, 3rd Street in Northumberland, waiting for a traffic light to change.
Ah, there we go.
Anything over 25 seconds is way too long. If you're on Duke Street right now, you got 3 or 4 minutes. Just hang in there. The news will be over, sports, AccuWeather, the light will change. Waiting for a line to start moving. Now, that could be waiting in line, I guess, or traffic again. I don't know. Number 5, waiting to get your drink at the bar.
Now, that one I will agree with.
Really? I'm usually kind of patient. You know, sometimes I snap my fingers and go, hey, it's getting dry on this side of the desert. Anyway, if you have to wait more than 7 minutes to get your drink, you get impatient. Wow. Waiting for your completely dead phone to turn on once you plug it in. 11 minutes is too long.
I actually cheer. I cheer when my phone goes dead because that means I don't have to check it.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
Dude, and did then you get my message? Excuse.
No, mm-hmm. Sorry, my phone was dead.
Sorry. Waiting for your luggage after a flight? Maybe.
Don't pack. Carry on.
Waiting for your food to arrive at a restaurant. I'm always really patient, but people are in that fast food mentality, even when they're not at a fast food restaurant. Like, oh, where's my steak?
It depends. There's a time limit there with that.
What's your time limit there, news guy Matt?
I would say like a good 20 minutes or so.
Okay, because the national average is 14.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to ask these people, when you're cooking dinner at home, what can you make in 14 minutes?
Do you ever walk in the kitchen and sit down at the kitchen table and go, hey, let's go to the other person cooking?
No.
That's when you get a frying pan in the face.
Exactly. Okay?
Actually, I will say this. If you guys watch Pioneer Woman on Food Network like me every day, she has these 16-minute meals. So technically, it can be done.
Pioneer Woman?
Yeah, isn't it Ray Drummond?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pioneer I love that woman. Show. Yeah.
She's a feisty redhead from out west.
Okay. Pioneer Woman. Wow.
She's married to the Marlboro Man.
I gotta get me one. Pioneer Woman. Waiting for someone to respond to your important email. If you're waiting more than 90 minutes, you get angry. Wow.
90 minutes. Again, that seems so, so fast.
Remember back in the day when they said you only have to check your email 3 times a day when you come into work, maybe around lunchtime and after you, mm-hmm. and right before you leave? Now people send you emails like they're text messages.
Yeah.
It's like, hey,
I've gotten that recently.
Why don't you get my email? Why don't you read my... Shut up and leave me alone. All right, and finally, number 10, waiting for a refund or something we returned online. 4 days is the minimum. If it's more than 4 days, we're angry.
Really?
4 days?
I mean, till they get it, process it.
Uh-huh.
I would say 5 to 7 business days. Isn't that the standard?
That's what I would think.
I believe you're correct on that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so if you're involved in any of these 10 things or you're going through the detours in Northumberland, it's time for Therapist Laura.
Take a deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Thank you, Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. Penn State's playing at home again this weekend.
There it is.
You're getting pretty good at that. Oh,
thank
it wasn't you.
You.
It was the sound effect.
I could try again. Do you want me to?
Yeah, because it sounds so silly. Go ahead. It sounds like little Simba. Anyway, there's the Nittany Lion roar. That means it's your time to call in and qualify for Penn State University of Buffalo tickets.
That's right. Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Next, the Jonas Brothers. One of them was at the Penn State game Saturday. He got to grab the announcer's microphone on the sideline and
That's
do
awesome.
That. We are Penn State. He was like blown away by it. It was totally
That's
cool.
That's fantastic.
And then before their show on Saturday night, the Jonas Brothers in Hershey mm-hmm. had found out that one person would not be going to the concert because of her chemo. And that person was teenager Lily Jordan. And so before the show, the Jonas Brothers went to the Hershey Medical Center.
So cool.
This is awesome.
To visit her.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for inviting us to come
Thank
see you.
Thank you for coming. Hello.
Good to see you.
It's great to see you.
When we saw your message, we had to come over.
Did you like see all like the...
Oh, it went everywhere. But like yeah. My entire feed was filmed. I like your glasses.
Thank you.
Oh, really cool.
Do you have a favorite song that we can dedicate to you?
Like, I'm going to play SOS.
We will be playing SOS.
That's my favorite.
Okay, great. Yes.
Isn't that cool? So they went on to take the stage at Hershey, and they sang that song, and they dedicated it to Lily.
That's awesome. Really cool.
We need more stories like that.
Yes, we do.
Definitely.
I'm an instant Jonas Brothers fan now.
Same. I have been, but same.
There it is. We've got something brand new for you, and you could win a man cave makeover with Tom and Laura's Mind Bender in the morning here. Laura, you know Laura. She's the smartest woman in the world.
No.
And I'm sure she can come up with something.
Of course I can.
That will make us... I wish we had cheesy theme music.
We can find some cheesy theme. Now, this is the first day, so we have to explain to folks what's going on, what they'll win. I mean, a man cave makeover. Man, this involves like... TVs.
Yes.
Furniture.
Oh, yes.
Couches.
Right in time for the NFL
tables.
Season. This is amazing.
If you want to pimp out your man cave, you better listen to Tom and Lura in the morning, because with the Man Cave Makeover Mind Bender,
mm-hmm.
you answer a question that I come up with correctly.
Yes.
You're qualified.
It's that easy. And it's the first caller through. Actually, the first correct answer, we should say.
That is correct.
So the first person to come through with a correct answer. All right. I so wish we had like something brassy.
We need something.
Mindbender.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Something like that. So anyway, you have something on your laptop. Listen carefully, friends. Professor Good is about to rock your world.
So listen carefully, friends. Here we go. According to a recent poll, 93% of women say that this is gross on their guy.
93% of women say it's gross on their man, huh?
Mm-hmm. Gross on their guy. This is gross. 93% of women. So you have to think, like, this is a majority of people. You're looking at a guy. What's yucky on him?
93% is a pretty high
percentage. That's a hefty
percentage.
Number.
All right, caller one on the Ford Fun Line qualifies with the correct answer, qualifies for that Aaron's Man Cave makeover.
Now, are we going to keep taking callers until we get the right answer?
I hope we get the right answer, because if this goes a couple hours, it could be annoying.
Okay.
1-800, think hard, people. 93% of women think this is gross. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. They were all back last night. Jimmy Fallon.
In Australia, a student pilot had to land the plane after his flying instructor passed out during his very first lesson. The student was congratulated by officials while the instructor was hired by Spirit Airlines.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Birthday buddies on the way. That would be our local celebrities celebrating a birthday today. But musically, yeah, the Queen Bee is celebrating a birthday today.
To the left. I think from the moment Beyonce was born, she was destined to be a star.
Today, Beyonce, You know she won over 30 singing and dancing competitions before she got famous?
That's nuts.
That's she was originally on Star Search with the other members of Destiny's Child.
Uh-huh. And she was the original winner of the Susquehanna Valley's Got Talent.
Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Good job, Slade, for plucking Beyonce out of obscurity.
He knows how to do it. He really does.
Yeah, she was
he
living really in does. The hill section of Sunbury then, and she, it was great. She's a student at Shikellamy. Mm-hmm. All right. It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Like the mind bender wasn't enough. All the birthday buddies! All the birthday buddies! All the birthday buddies!
All the birthday buddies! Now put your hands up.
Belinda Musser from Sudbury is 31 years old today.
Jamie Brocious from Mount Pleasant Mills is 43.
Susan Singh from Elysburg is 61. Happy birthday.
Bernadette Payne from Northumberland is the 60-year-old lady today. Yay!
Kyle Weir from Sunbury is 41.
Taylor Donnelly from Sunbury is 24. Happy birthday.
Cindy Spears is 62 today. Happy
Marissa
birthday.
Letterman from Dornsife is 28.
Wesley Edison from Lewisburg is 41. Happy birthday.
All right. And I think I have Belinda's name here twice. But just in case, there's also a Belinda Whitmer from Sunbury, and she's the same age, 31.
Oh, maybe it's her maiden name.
That's what I was thinking. But happy birthday, Belinda.
I have a couple more over here. Michelle Laudenslager is 49. And the one, the only, Ms. Kelly Fleming from Catawissa, though currently resides in Espy. She's my girl going way back.
All right.
It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Kelly.
I've got nothing on the text club, but we all have birthdays.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330, or you can call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
All the birthday buddies!
All the birthday buddies! All the birthday buddies! All the birthday buddies! Put your hands up!
On 94KX?
Yeah,
oh, that was bad.
What tennis tournament's going on? The U.S. Open or something? I don't pay attention to tennis. I'm not saying it's not a good sport, great sport. I just don't pay attention to it. But I did last night because Jimmy Fallon did another round of his... Am I the only guy that thinks this is funny? Where Fallon goes to tennis stars or any sport, and he tells them to infuse a certain phrase into the next time they get interviewed. Post-match. Well, he did it at the U.S. Tennis Open, and it aired last night. Listen to this. I'm just going to die laughing, and you let me know if you think it's just stupid.
I used to take cat naps. Now I'm taking kitten naps, which are half as long but twice as cute.
It was easy for me to be able to swing out at the start, and then it was kind of the tighter the strings, the sweeter the swings a little bit.
I think Serena is so good at knowing how to use every part of the kayak.
I would be there because somebody's pushing me, you know, so I just try to do, you know, game, set, match, do the cabbage bicycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Patience is not one of my best qualities. Let me tell you something. You're never going to find three tennis balls in a Pringles can.
Training and improving some of my things. Yeah, I mean, slap your dad and call him Brad.
Slap your dad and call him Brad. And they do it.
What?
He started it a couple years ago with baseball players during the All-Star break, and he went on to football, and now he's tennis player. Like, he's Jimmy Fallon. So he'll walk up and say, hey, use this phrase when they interview you.
Right?
You know, phrases like you heard, like, half as long but twice as cute.
And they really do. Like,
and they do, and they do it seriously.
Slap your dad and call him Brad.
I'm sure the reporters are like, what does that mean? And there is the humor in sports.
It's so funny.
So you agree it's funny?
I think it's hilarious.
Because I'm like falling off the couch laughing, and people are like, why is he making them say that?
Once you know, and then you go back and you watch the actual interview. I've already done this where I've seen the bit on the Tonight Show.
Right. And so you could Google it, friends, and yes, you could watch it. But
I've watched it on the Tonight Show, and then I've thought to myself, was that staged? And so then I've gone to Google, like, interview yes with Serena Williams at the U.S. Open 2018. And it was in conjunction with, she actually used those phrases.
Yeah.
Like, it was for real.
And they say it like it's a cliche, and the reporters are like, what?
Like, what?
Well, you can't put three tennis balls in a Pringles can. I mean, that was so funny.
Don't four come in the can? How many come in the tennis ball can?
Oh, maybe four. But none are in a Pringles can.
Is it the same size?
That's the kind of stuff that makes me laugh.
Now it's making me think.
Okay, you go think. We'll be right back. Tom and Laura in the morning. News on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Tom and Laura live with the Wise Market Healthy Bites ladies. They'll be in the studio shortly. This is an interesting study, and we are going to get some interesting opinions.
Ooh.
News guy Matt, keep in mind you are an arm's length away from Laura. If you say the wrong thing, she could punch you in the throat.
Oh, okay.
There's the little prefix.
Murphy,
okay?
Attack.
He's already gone at me once today.
He sniffed you.
Yeah.
He didn't get you.
Yeah, just it, like,
well,
it,
he
just
sniffed him inappropriately.
That's what dogs do, man.
Okay. That is not the study I was going to talk about. A new study found that people with visible tattoos are more likely to be reckless and make rash decisions.
Ooh.
Ooh, I do not know. I do not know if I agree with that. I think it's not fair. I mean, what? So yeah, so you have a little ink. So what, right? I mean, what do you think?
I feel like tattoos get a bad rap.
This is what I'm thinking.
I have a few tiny tattoos.
Little tattoos.
But they are, for me personally, strategically placed where if I choose to have them showing, like today I have on flip-flops, you can see them there on my feet.
Yes.
Fine.
Okay, that's fine.
Right? But if I wear different shoes, you can't see them.
Very good.
No problem. Tattoos are a commitment. I feel like it's the polar opposite.
Well, this does say visible tattoos, so I guess that means they show all the time.
Mine showed. The tattoo is a permanent thing that you're placing on the body.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't necessarily think it makes you like rash or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It actually demonstrates commitment, especially large visible tattoos. I mean, you're in it to win it.
Just don't get a Super Bowl champs or World Series champs tattoo before the season. I just hate when people do that.
Do you have one?
No.
Do you have a big Philadelphia Eagles tattoo somewhere on your body?
No, I am not a tattoo kind of guy.
Okay, there you go.
I'm surprised you don't have an Eagles tattoo. You didn't commemorate with like the Super Bowl number or anything like that.
I got plenty of commemorations at home.
Oh, there you go. In the man cave.
All good. All right, in the man cave. Sure.
Keep it in the man cave. What happens in the man cave stays in the man cave.
This is also true.
You have no tattoos.
What's that?
You have no tattoos.
I have no tattoos, but I love them. I'm obsessed with them.
I'm just amazed that you made it out of the 80s.
Without a tattoo.
This is a valid point.
Without pierced ears.
Yeah.
Already the sword.
I had the mullet, but that was disposable. Okay. But Sam Tyler, our late night girl.
Her tattoos are beautiful.
She has beautiful ink work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sleeve. It's on her arm.
I feel like that shows commitment, dedication, and a lot of creativity.
There you go. What do you think? Let us know. The Ford Fun Line is always open. You know, it made me think of that scene from Intern.
You know what that says?
No, I don't read Sanskrit.
Make reasonable choices.
That's an odd thing to get tattooed on your neck.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
You're on the way to work, and we've got the Healthy Bites ladies with us from Wise Markets. I love when you guys stop in.
Good morning.
There you go.
Catherine and Beth are with us, and September is Family Meals Month. And we have not only a new copy of the Healthy Bites magazine, but also some tips and tricks. It's back to school time, and everyone's lives just became 1,000 more times hectic.
That's right. Well, it's timely that this is kind of the time of year that most people almost do another reset. It's like the second New Year's resolution time frame, if you will. So we feel like it's a perfect time to talk about Family Meals Month, which is a campaign that's been around for like 4 or 5 years. But it's really just about getting your family together at least one more time per week, gather around the table, enjoy a meal. It helps the children eat more healthfully. It may help you save money. It helps encourage, you know, kind of that social relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a good thing to do. So we have a lot of really great tips in the magazine as far as meal planning goes, some really yummy recipes. And this is, again, our brand new Healthy Bites magazine that's in stores and online right now.
Can we please talk, Catherine, about the picture of that?
Oh my God.
The front.
So it's a spicy peanut and sweet potato stew. And I made this over the weekend and basically have eaten it for every meal since then. Like, it is so
perfect.
And let me tell you, it makes a lot.
Oh, good.
Because I'm cooking for one. And I also want to say, you know, regarding the family meals, there's a lot of people out there who might only be cooking for one. Mm-hmm. We can still do family meals too. Like, I consider my friends, my family. So we try to get together once a week and have
that, so that can be considered a family meal too.
Oh,
Now I wasn't
family.
Oh my gosh,
family meal.
I use that word all the time. My family. Now I'm going to bring it up. Is at the back. I did lose my mind a little bit. Totally interrupted Catherine's story off air. I was like,
I don't even remember
what
I was talking about anymore.
Like I like shut her down. I was like, please turn to the back of this magazine. I know what I'm doing for a random Try It Tuesday already.
Yes.
And I think like you're invited back.
Oh,
like
ooh,
we need to plan this.
Okay.
Yes. Look at that thing. That is breakfast and dessert all rolled into one.
So yeah, Laura's talking about pumpkin pie, chia pudding. And so yeah, this is kind of like a sweet, but very, it's not really sweet, I guess, a dessert, but like healthful kind of way to enjoy
Can I just
pumpkin.
Explain the boys' faces over here right now?
I'm trying not even to look over there.
Let's say it, Matt. Ready?
Honestly.
So predictable.
This will actually make Laura's birdseed taste good when we try Tuesday.
That's what they call it. They go, anytime I bring in chia seeds or like granola that I've made at home or whatever, they're like, are you eating birdseed again?
Well, we like to pick on you.
You guys are going to love this. I mean, really, pumpkin and maple syrup flavored together. I mean, we really would be remiss if we didn't include something pumpkin focused in our fall edition of the magazine. And this recipe, I think you're going to love it. I can't wait to try it with you over here.
I'm very excited. I will say, though, full disclosure, this summer, I've got away from my meal prepping ways. No, I have.
We all.
I have.
Shock has surrounded the studio.
This summer has been a bit of a free for all. Eating healthy things, but just sort of like there have been a lot of things thrown on the grill, not a lot of preparation, and I think now's the time to change.
Yep. Bring it on back.
Agreed. Yep. So we have all those different tips and tricks, you know, featured in the magazine. And it really is about having a plan. That's really what will set you up for success and, you know, help those healthy meals, whether it's with the family or on your own, come together really easily.
I feel like, should we? I bet there are some families listening right now.
Yeah.
I think so.
Catherine,
yes.
What do you want to do right now?
I think we want to give away a $50 Wise Markets gift card so you can make those family meals happen.
There's a little bit of a flashback with Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. We're all dancing around the studio with the Wise Market ladies. Let's flashback with, Laura, Murphy is not that important where you need to bang your head on the microphone. Come on now. Are you okay?
That really hurt.
Okay.
I got the corner.
You take five and
no, I'm okay.
Matt and
I'm good.
Yeah.
Listen, is
how
there
many
much
fingers?
Four.
Okay, good.
Okay. Gotta put some ice on that.
Is there much up there that we could injure? Actually, yes, there is.
Yes.
So let's not. Yes. Okay.
Do I gotta put you in concussion protocol?
Probably. I should not take a nap within the next few hours.
94KX concussion protocol.
Exactly.
All right, here are the eight fashion trends coming out of Montel Jordan. Here's the eight fashion trends that should never return.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
I'm probably wearing some of them, but continue.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I might be too.
Now, you might be at a old school party, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number one is mullets. 43, this is scary, low number. 43% of us think mullets should never come back. Only 43%.
That scares me. That statistic.
That explains the guys you see in Walmart. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. Okay, number two is the 80s style. Help us out with this, Laura.
Okay.
The 80s style puffball skirts.
Oh, like poofy skirts.
Oh, so any kind of poofy skirt.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Number three is underwear as outerwear.
Yeah, no, let's keep that trend in the past.
Number four was velour tracksuits.
I have a soft spot for the juicy couture tracksuit craze that was the early 90s.
Of course you do.
Matt, do you have one or no?
I can definitely say I do not.
Okay, good.
J-Lo and I mean,
rocking the velour.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Number five is Crocs. Those ugly shoes, those ugly rubber shoes. But 24% of us said they should never return. Kids are wearing them now.
They are. I was just going to comment on
kids,
this.
Yeah.
Middle school and high school kids, suddenly having Crocs is like a cool thing.
Yeah, and then putting stickers on them.
Yes.
With everything
or like,
you do.
Or like any kind of like trinket almost.
What's that word? I'm thinking of bedazzled. Or
oh,
whatever.
Bedazzled.
Remember that stuff?
Yeah, bedazzling.
Okay, bedazzling.
I learned
Crocs.
That this summer. I learned that this
no,
summer.
No, it's actually been a thing for a while because this started to be the cool thing when I was in high school not too long ago.
Huh?
What?
It's Crocs? Crocs have been styling for a while with the kids.
But I thought they went away, and now they're back. I don't know. They're number five on the list. Number six is matching his and hers outfits.
That's a hard no from me.
That's a real hard no.
Somehow, my wife and I may or may not match, like, almost all the time. It's so funny, though. Like,
by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we inadvertently do it, but sometimes if we go to a wedding, sometimes we'll match.
Oh, well, coordinating because you're going to take a nice picture, that's very different.
All right.
But sometimes we just do that, you know, inadvertently. Yeah.
Well, you should try to get away from that. I'm just saying. Number 7 is wearing a skirt over pants.
Huh? Yeah, no.
Was that ever in style to begin with?
I'm trying to think.
Skirt over pants.
Maybe in the 80s or like over leggings.
Maybe.
Like the short, like poof skirt over leggings.
Yeah, that I could see.
That's a thing. Was a thing.
Well, it shouldn't be a thing.
Okay.
All right. And finally, skin tight metallic bodysuits.
What's wrong with that? No, I'm kidding.
You better be. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Wednesday morning with a slight, ever so slight chance of a shower.
It's not going to rain.
Let's go get our cars washed.
And get it washed.
Washed.
Get it washed.
That's the way they say it out there, Milton way.
Get it washed at the Ultimate Express Car Wash.
That's right.
But before you do, text the keyword WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330. Get yourself hooked up with that $2 coupon code. We text it out each and every single Wednesday. And you're in the running for a gift card from our friends.
Our friends, Butch.
That's right. He's a good one.
I got to get that other guy's name, too. There's Mike. There's Butch.
And the Mets hat.
The guy that wears the Mets hat.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. Anyway, Ultimate Express Car Wash, Selins Grove, Danville, and Williamsport.
Get to it today. It's Wednesday at the Wash.
Sean Carey's on the way next. When do we start wagering on what the Penn State score is going to be this weekend?
Ooh, think it'll approach 100 or more again?
I think so. True story. Yeah? True story. I'm standing in the line at the Job Johnny's while we were tailgating at Penn State.
Portos.
And there's a guy standing in front of me, a young man who's not from anywhere around here.
Okay.
He was in Penn State, like, as a student. And I couldn't even get his accent. I don't know. I think he's something like Australian or something. And this is not only the first Penn State game he's ever been to, but the first American football game he's ever been to.
Oh, wow.
So there's a horribly drunk old man standing in front of him waiting to get in the Job Johnny.
Oh, here we go.
And he turns around to this young kid and he goes, "Blah, what do you think the score's going to be today?" The kid says, "Well, I don't quite know. I don't know much about football, you know?" So this old guy goes, "I got 47-0. You know?
Yeah, sure.
And the kid looks at me and he goes, "Oh, that doesn't sound like a good score," he says to me. And I said, "No, it's gonna be a beating today, right?"
Yeah.
So the guy goes, "What do you think?" To me,
God.
You know? And I said, "I don't know, 47-0 might be about right." I yell over brother-in-law who's,
Hey,
what do you think today? He goes, 52-10. So I said, "Okay, we got 47-0, 52-10.
Well, that was a little bit closer.
What did it end up?
79-7.
79-7.
That's just nuts.
So, University of Buffalo, another football team, they were good last year, but they're not as good this year.
Mm. I'll set the over-under at 50.
I'm going to check with Sean first, and then, because Sean knows this stuff.
Yeah, Sean does know this stuff. So, your over-under is at 50.
Correct. Because I think Buffalo is just a little bit better than Idaho.
Yeah. Are you going over or under?
I might go over. I'm not sure. We'll check with Sean.
Maybe I'll go under.
Because I think the Wild Wings are better than the potatoes.
But so you know what?
Sure.
They go well together.
The Buffalo Wild Wings.
The Wild Wings with the potatoes.
And you know what would happen if the University of Buffalo played Idaho? Nobody would win. It'd be like the first football game that nobody won.
That's awful.
Sean Carey's next. Have a good day,
Bye.
Everybody.